Ready? Gaundy and Maz. The Hit Breakfast Show.
Is the Raiders gonna raid, 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 raid? And the haters gonna hate, 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 hate.
If you've got a rate or hate suggestion for us you want us to discuss on the show, 0800 18900, just text it through. We'll put it to the people.
Today we're talking about that little pink cylinder stick called a musk stick.
Ugh. They smell so nice. It's just, I didn't even know what they smell like.
Musk,
it's like a pink,
like
just
the word.
Nice.
Just.
Ooh. We're not the only ones to discuss this, by the way. No. The Today Show have done a cover story on musk sticks.
Well, they've been an Aussie staple at kids' birthday parties for decades, but the humble musk stick, it's been slammed in Sweden, where it actually has been put on display at the Museum of Disgusting Foods.
There you go.
That's where Sweden sits on it.
The Swedes hate musk sticks.
Never did like those Swedes, and now I know why.
13, 10, 60, what are your thoughts? Wow. There's a whole country of human beings that you have said that you do not like.
Do not come after our musk sticks. Am I right, Hope, from Coffs?
No. Hey, no.
Oh, I'm not.
You don't like them either.
Yeah.
Have you?
I used to always eat them with my great-grandpa.
Oh, cute.
Like, by the bag loads, and I just can't. Damn them. I think they taste like chalk now.
Is it because you overdosed with your grandpop, like back in the day, maybe?
I really do. But I don't even understand how back then I liked them.
Smart man. Your granddad is all I'll say. Very smart man. Lolly of choice.
Oh.
Don't tell me these are all going to be hate. Please give me some love. I'm not a lone musk soldier, am I?
I don't know. You could be the only person that likes them, Gaundy.
Nikki,
hello.
Hello.
Nikki. Hey, Nikki, we're talking about musk sticks. Jeez.
Not the easiest.
Musk sticks.
You rating or hating?
I'm hating.
Hating? Yeah, what's gross. With all the hate?
They're gross.
Come on, guys, they're sugary treats.
Yeah, but they're disgusting.
No, they're horrible.
What?
They've got a horrible smell. The
it's
candle,
the smell.
Even the candle fragrance of them is yuck.
I feel like you guys would be happier if you just had a few more musk sticks in your life. You know what I mean? If you just enjoyed what they were.
I think it is. For me, it is the smell. Like it's. I feel it smells like mothballs. That's what it smells like to me.
Joanne, are you agreeing with Maz on this one?
Definitely not. I'm a lover of musk sticks. They're like the bomb.
Yes.
They are like the bomb.
They are like the bomb.
They like the bomb in good taste.
Yeah, so why, like. So can you articulate the taste for me? Because I can't wrap my head around it.
Well, they're nice. They're just heaped sugary and soft. You got to get the soft one. You can't get the hard musk stick. The hard musk stick is just crack.
Oh, no, okay. I like the hard ones. I find the harder the better.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I like when it snaps off.
The softer the better.
Okay. Well, that's a whole different topic, whether you like it hard or
we'll
soft.
We'll talk about that tomorrow,
on
maybe.
On the musk stick front. Let's go to Christy in Port Macquarie. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning.
Hey, babes. We're talking about musk sticks.
Oh, yum.
Love it.
You love
it. All those people that hate it should go to Sweden.
Go to Sweden.
Yes, move to Sweden. But, get out of the country.
Oh, because they're in the Museum of Disgusting Food over there.
Yeah. They're very yummy. They're soft and they smell yummy, but I will despise the friggin' perfume that people wear of it. I like a lamb chop, but I don't put it on my neck.
Well, that's a fair,
the perfume, go away.
I've not smelt the musk
Christy, do you think the perfume came after the lolly or the lolly came after the perfume?
Well, that's the age-old question,
no,
isn't it?
I think I'd like to meet the person that developed the perfume because I think they might have had the munchies and thought, tastes good, smells good, put it on my skin.
Christy, you've made some pretty outrageous claims on this show morning. Also, I can't move to Sweden because international travel is still banned. Sorry.
I think if you just gave them a go, you would love them.
Okay.
Although I do look forward to the lamb chop perfume range that Christy's going to bring out.
Hey, mint jelly in there.
I feel, well, reality eyewear, that's yours this morning, Christy. You've earned that pair of sunnies. The go-to sunglasses for the It Girl and Guy is seen on major celebrities in LA. You're getting a pair of those,
Christy,
and I've got to say,
you've got to call the show more often, babe. Yeah. You're a riot. You're hilarious.
You started with the rate, you ended with a hate, and I feel like most people are going down the hate road. Because the rate is going to rate, 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 rate. Official for the poor old defenceless pink mustache.
End of discussion. Hey guys, here's a fun story. Gawndy, does your wife Jamie ever do this where something happens and she's telling you a story and then there's like dead silence for 3 seconds and she goes, oh, you're not going to use this on the radio show, are you?
Oh, she's past that now. She kind of knows everything that happens is a potential. Otherwise, she doesn't say it.
We had one of those moments on the weekend, my husband Glenn and I. So I have been very honest with everyone and said, and it's true, that Glenn and I just flat out don't celebrate Valentine's Day and have your opinions about it. I don't care, whatever. We're good. We have the conversation every year of like, should we do something? And this year it was like, no, we're all good. Like, we don't need to. We've got the stepkids on the weekend. Like, it's a busy one. Let's just leave it. So on Saturday, Glenn said to me that he really wanted to catch up with one of his mates who's just actually moved back from overseas. He went through his quarantine. He's had 3 COVID tests. They're all negative, all good. And he was like, so when do you reckon I should hang out with my buddy? And I'm like, well, the best way, like looking at our weekend, is probably Sunday night. Like, go out for an early dinner. I can do Henry's bedtime routine and then you guys can go out for dinner. And he's like, great, awesome. I'll lock it in. So they locked it in. And then on Sunday morning, Glenn woke up and was like, I'm going out to dinner with my mate tonight and it's Valentine's Day. And so then it became apparent that they didn't want to go to a restaurant that was too sexy,
yeah,
or too romantic.
Yeah,
because he was like, he's like, I just, now I feel really, like, now I feel weird. And so what they decided to, and he was really stressed about it too, I think, because he's like, oh, it's, I know we're just mates. And like, there wouldn't be anything wrong if we were more than friends too. Like, that's all cool. You know what I mean? Like, he just felt super awkward. So what they decided to do is they were like, let's just, we're definitely going to go out to dinner together as guy mates on Valentine's Day, but we'll go to the Diggers because that's not a sexy place to have dinner. And it was all good. And they had a lovely evening together. And I just thought it was the best.
Because I will say, love was in the air last night. As we were leaving dinner, there was a young couple just going at it.
Oh, where did you have dinner?
Well, just at Frankie's. I'm there having dinner and I'm walking out, and to the left of us, as we're sort of sorting out the bill, we look over and this young couple are just macking on hard.
Just to clarify, Glenn was not at Frankie's.
Glenn was at Frankie's. And I've got good news for you guys. Now, the reason I do this is because Sophie Monk's moved into the neighbourhood and just, you know.
She's got her own segment. She doesn't even know, probably.
Well, she might know about it because
she hasn't tried to shut it down yet.
Not yet. But we do it with love for Sophie, to spread the Sophie Monk news. So, although she did do a bunch of interviews once and chatted to everyone except our show. So I don't know. Maybe it has had the cut through. I'm not sure.
The thing. So we know, and big congratulations, that Soph is recently engaged to married, which is really exciting.
Yep.
That's all the news that I know. What else is going on?
I saw they did a notebook shoot over the weekend. That was in the papers and stuff.
A notebook shoot?
Yeah, like from the movie The Notebook. So her and her partner recreated that. But that's not what I want to focus on in Sophie Monk News today.
Do you mean like the boat scene? Where Ali jumps into Noah's arms in the rain after they go for the big boat. Like, they did that scene?
Yep. Recreated that, yeah.
Interesting. Did her fiancé grow a really big bushy beard like Gosling did in the movie?
Already got a bit of facial hair going on, so I think they just sort of, not full Grizzly Adams kind of beard, but, you know, a little bit of facial hair.
Okay.
Let me get to this.
I'm getting bogged down in the wrong detail.
You are, because I want to focus on Casey Chambers. Who we love. We've had Casey on this show before in this very studio.
Are they besties?
They seem to be. Mm. They're hanging out from what I've seen. Mm. Here's some audio of the two just at Sophie's place.
Look who I'm here with in my back garden. Casey, say hi. I'm not filming you.
Hi.
Promise.
You're not filming. No, I'm close
enough. Casey has a clothing line out and she doesn't want to promote it on my brand. I'm offended.
I'm not here for that.
Oh, what?
That's hilarious.
You need to see your dad.
She didn't want to promote her clothing line on Sophie's brand, to quote Sophie.
But what they were doing was singing together. Now, I do have to apologise for this audio because I think it was raining when they were singing together.
They can sing great. They've both got excellent voices. Don't apologise.
Well, now the talk is that Sophie's going to turn to country music off the back of this, which is highly encouraged by Casey Chambers, who knows what she's talking about. But have a listen to this in the background with a bit of rain. I mean, the rain was coming down hard, but you can get a sense of what's going on there with
the
country vibes.
Well, they can both sing, we know that.
Absolutely they can.
That's a great one.
Although country music's the easiest music to sing, isn't it?
I don't know. I can't sing.
I mean, it's, you know, storytelling with a little bit of added melody.
Are you saying that Casey Chambers isn't talented?
Oh, absolutely not. Are you serious?
But you just said that it was the easiest option for artists.
No, I'm just of the...
Like
the
you
genres.
Basically just said, like, it's easy, so that's probably why she's really good at that,
no,
because
Casey's
she's not
the
that good.
No, Casey's the best at
it's
it.
It's all the
though.
Things that's that you the, don't no, say that really make this show go.
No. Casey's a national treasure.
I know. That's so why Sophie. I'm so surprised that you would attack her so viciously on air.
I love Casey. I'm just saying country music. And, you know, if I had Keith on the show, I'd say the same thing.
You would
just,
not.
I would.
What would you say to Keith Urban?
I'd say, mate.
You're not that good, mate, because it's only country music?
I'd just say it's just, you know, it's the easiest. It's not easy. It's the easiest of the genres to sing is what I would say. Just not to their face, so please don't bring them in. On the phone line, maybe. That's it.
Gaundy and Maz.
All last week in the lead up to Valentine's Day, we're doing this.
So we were putting single people together in a really awkward speed date on the show, and then they had to decide whether they were going to go on a blind date with the person or dash. But one of the people that we spoke to last week, his name's Rick, and him and Colleen decided to dine.
Yeah, it started the week with a big success. And we thought, given that it was Valentine's Day yesterday, love, of course, in the air. Had they been on their dates? How did it go? We wanted to do a follow-up, and Rick joins us now. Morning, Rick.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, hi. How are you guys?
So good. How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
How'd your date go with Colleen?
Oh, look, it was a really nice lunch that we had. And, yeah, good company.
Did
so, yeah.
Lunch turn into dinner and then dessert?
No.
Because you're a gentleman.
How?
Oh, look, I think we just had a good time and enjoyed what we were given. It was a really good restaurant and good company, but yeah.
Was it awkward at all? Did it flow smoothly?
Blind dates usually are a bit awkward, aren't they?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think we made the most of it. We were both fairly relaxed and just had a good conversation. And
Are you going to hang out again? Have you made a plan to catch up again?
Yeah, possibly. We might go paddleboarding.
Hey, that's cool. That's a cool second date.
Very active.
Get out on the open water.
Okay, so you sound open to more. Like we could be onto a winner here.
Oh, look, I think we're probably more likely to catch up just more as friends.
Oh, the friends word, the F word.
It's okay.
Oh, no.
Friends is cool. Friends can become lovers. Yes. It's okay. Yeah, this is a great
always
first
good to
start.
Meet beautiful people, you know, like, so there's nothing wrong with meeting new people and becoming friends.
That's it. Yeah.
The stand-up paddle boarding's never going to happen then.
Oh, well. See if your prediction's right. Might not be.
Oh, Rick.
That's all right.
That's all right. We wanted to follow
They might hang
it
out
up.
And go paddleboarding, and then they might just keep in touch, and then who knows where this would lead.
But you don't know who they might know as well, you know. Friends have other friends, and, you know. Well,
this is how Jamie and I ended up getting together.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
You dated one of her friends first.
No, so when we met, it was Jamie and her friend at the event, and her friend showed a very keen interest.
On you?
Yeah.
Awkward.
And then I was super keen on Jamie, and then I eventually couldn't get through to Jamie, so I ended up catching up with the friend to try and get through to Jamie.
The bait and switch.
And Jamie wasn't there, and luckily she wasn't, because if she was, it would have just been awkward forever.
So awkward.
But what I'm saying is, Rick.
Wait, did you kiss her friend?
No, because I was trying to get through to Jamie.
Did she try and kiss you?
Look, I'm not trying to push that. That's my intention.
Oh, it sounds like it, Rick. You want to see if Colleen's got any hot friends. That's...
Don't throw that on me.
I don't know Rick very well, but from what I do know, he sounds like a straight-up dude.
Straight-up.
Yeah. Nothing like Gordon.
I'm not out to hurt anyone or anything like that.
Neither am I. Neither was I. It all worked out for me. Jamie and I went on to get married.
What does Jamie's friend do now? Are they still mates?
Nah, they're not mates anymore.
Yeah, you can't really move past that.
She was like, she'd message every 2 seconds, Isla Fisher in Wedding Crashers vibes, you know?
Yes, stage 5 clinger, they call them.
I'll find you. Hey, but just quickly, Rick, because you did say your best feature was your back. Did Colleen get a squiz at the back?
Oh,
did she like what she saw?
Look, I mean, I've not really. Yeah.
That's why they're going to go paddleboarding.
Yes.
So she can look at the back.
Colleen's suggestion. We must.
We've got to go paddleboarding.
We must go paddleboarding.
Gordy and Maz, the Hit Breakfast Show.